Well, I think on results-wise, I think it's a great result for us. Coming to Bray, like, Bray are a good side, and, you know, they play some really good stuff, and for us to be able to beat them 3-0 here has been a great result for us. I think we performed well. We scored some really good goals at crucial times in the game. First goal was a fantastic header from Tadhg Porcelain, a great cross. Second goal, again, another great cross from Colin Healy, and Dougie got another one again this week. And then the third one for Vinny was a great move all down the right inside, and he was slipped in then to score and around the keeper. So overall the goals were good. I suppose at different times, in fairness to Bray, they put us under a bit of pressure, so we had to defend well. Mark McNulty was great in goal tonight.
After such a slow start last week, how pleased were you that you kind of broke the deadlock within 5 minutes?
Yeah, well, I think that was a hugely important thing for us. We haven't been starting games as well as we would have liked, and tonight we did, and we have to continue that, because when you do start well, then it gives you that platform to be able to win the match, and we haven't been doing that enough in this season. We've been playing catch up in a lot of matches, whereas you need to take the lead, and when you take the lead, well, then you've something to hold on to.
Brilliant as well, giving her a clean sheet.
Yeah, well, it was important that we got a clean sheet. Like, we've only had two, and one is defunct now at this stage, so that's our second one. We have to continue doing that, and I think we defended well. I think Gavin Cavanagh done well, Caelan, all the defenders at different times done their job, and also helped by the midfield.
In particular, you kept Jason Byrne quiet. You looked frustrated, obviously, when he was subbed off midway through the second half. Bray playing one up front, did that kind of help you slightly, do you think?
Yeah, well, their system is that they play with three in the middle. They try to push the likes of Waters on and wide players on to go and you know, support Jason, and maybe two midfield players. Like, they have runners with Houston and Mulroy coming from midfield. So, like, it's not a negative system, but, you know, when we play it and we perform quite well and we pass the ball well, which allowed us then, when we got the goals, that we created good space and we were able to open the game in the back. But you see, a lot of people think when you play one up, he's really playing three up. So I wouldn't say it's negative.
Obviously, the game next week is put back to Sunday, so how important is it to kind of build up to the Bowls game and obviously get another result?
Yeah, it's hugely important. Like, it's for us, we're now in among teams ourselves, Shells, Derry, Bowls, we're all in a group. I know. And in fairness, Bray are just behind us there as well. And so from our side of things, it's hugely important that we try to get the 3 points again next week. And they had a fantastic win, I believe, tonight as well. So they become the Turner's Cross full of confidence. But I feel ourselves that, you know, if we perform to our potential, I think we've a good chance of getting 3 points.
The only dampener this evening, obviously, was Stephen Kenny sending off. What did you make of it?
I thought it was ridiculous, to be truthful. I thought the first one was two fellas bump shoulders. He gives a free kick, fine, but never a booking. Second one, the ball is loose, he has to go for the ball. Like, it's a sending off for me. Very harsh on a young lad that wouldn't be a malice bone in his body, you know. So it was a disappointing, I think it was a disappointing decision, and I think everybody was baffled by it.
Good to see Kevin Murray back in the pitch, though.
It's good for Kevin, you know, even Dan Murray himself. Like, we've got a lot of players coming back now. Hoggy's coming back. So we've got good competition. We need it, because we can't afford any complacency in our team. And from now till the end of the season, we need to push all the way.
Is there any update on any potential signings during the transfer window?
Well, there's a number of players that have been in on trial, as you know. With the lad over from Scotland, Keegan Parker, who played for Blackpool and a number of clubs. It was with Ayr United in Scotland. He was top goal scorer for them. He'd done quite well, so we need to sit down and speak to him. Conor Murphy from Monaghan was down with us, done reasonably well, possibly needs to get fit, not fit at the moment. We are looking at one or two other possibilities, and we will be bringing in other players over the next couple of weeks.